Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If it's the top of the hour three, you're hearing the live broadcast, we'd love for you to be a part of it. You can do that by calling 844-322-2742 in the U.S. or Canada. That's toll-free 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel with Richard Pfeiffer and my friend Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about faith, faith alone.
Richard's and, my friend.
Christ
too,
alone. Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. Yeah. And today we want to take a look at a very special verse, Galatians 2:20. It's one of the signature verses of Basic Gospel. And it really summarizes this new life that we have in Christ. So it talks about that we've been buried with Christ through baptism and that we've been raised to walk in the newness of life. Well, what is that newness of life? Well, it's a life of faith. Yeah. And that's what we see in Galatians 2:20. And I'll just read it. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me, and the life I now live. So this is the newness of life. Mm-hmm. We were crucified with Christ. We were buried with Christ. Now we've been raised to walk in the newness of life. And it's a life that is Christ's life lived out through us. And so it says, but Christ who lives in me, and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Yeah. So that's how we're to live as Christians. We're to live by faith in the resurrected Christ who's alive and living in us. That's good news, isn't it?
Sure is.
Now, oftentimes, we don't live by faith. We don't really believe what Christ either did for us 2,000 years ago or what he's doing in and through us today. I put a tweet on Twitter today. It says, are your prayers like a broken record? That's what mine were for so many years, and it went something like this. Lord, I did it again. Please forgive me. Tomorrow I'll try harder. Well, guess what? That's not a prayer of faith. No. That's not living by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That's living by faith in my human effort. I'm going to try not to sin, and if I do sin, I've got a formula to throw up to God with the promise at the end of it, I'm going to try harder tomorrow. Well, you can search from Genesis to Revelation. You're not going to find the phrase, try harder, in the Bible.
Yeah.
All you're going to find from beginning to end is trust the Lord. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. And always acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. So this life is a life of faith. And this New Testament really identifies who our faith is in, Jesus Christ. I live by faith in him who loved me and gave himself for me. So in giving himself for us, he took away our sins once and for all. So we're forgiven people. So a prayer that says, hey, I did it again, please forgive me, that's not a prayer of faith.
No.
That's a prayer just resting on your human effort. That's a prayer of desperation.
Yeah.
That's a prayer trying to negotiate with God to keep his punishment from coming to you that day.
Right.
Maybe it'll come tomorrow or the next day, but you've prayed good enough to keep it away from you today.
Yeah.
That's not a prayer of faith.
No.
At all. We need to start praying by faith. We need to start living by faith in Christ, the one who loved us and gave himself for us. Richard, you've done a little research into this verse. It was one of Martin Luther's favorite verses.
Oh, my sakes, yes. And we don't have time yet to read all of these. Let me read you a couple of things. Christ is Lord over the law because he was crucified unto the law. I also am Lord over the law because by faith I am crucified with Christ.
Yes.
Think of the power of that.
Yes. And it's interesting because this verse, Galatians 2:20, is in the context of law and grace, isn't
yes.
it? So here were folks trying to justify themselves through obedience to the law. And all the law does is condemn us.
Uh-huh.
And it brings us to this point of recognizing that apart from Christ, we have no hope. It brings us to that point of death. And so Christ came into this world, became one of us, took upon himself flesh and blood. He tasted death for all of us. And so he was kind of, he jumped into the scene at the last chapter of the story of law. And that last chapter of the story of law is punishment.
Yes.
And that punishment is death. Christ took that death. And so we join with Christ. We're co-crucified with him. That's in identification. So that a new book can be written, the story of life, the story of grace by faith in Jesus. And so Jesus put an end to that law. He was buried. That's kind of the final nail in the whole story of law. And then he was raised, and we're raised with him. And this new life is a life of faith. That's amazing. So Jesus was Lord over the law. Our crucifixion with Christ means we're the same. We're exactly
in
the same,
him,
does it?
We are the same thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. That we're when we're so closely tied to him by faith that you can't see any daylight between us, we're walking a victorious life. The moment we take our eyes off of Jesus, we create separation. Now, he's not separating from us, but in terms of our living life, we're creating separation from him. And at that moment, the law rears its ugly head and slaps us silly. And the only solution is to fix our eyes back on Jesus, because he's the one who's victorious and bringing that victory to me.
Yes, indeed.
Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. Glad you're with us today. If you would like to pose a question or a topic of conversation, well, give us a call right now. If it's the first half of the 3 o'clock Central Time hour, the number 844-322-2742. And of course, you can leave a question in your own voice anytime, 24 hours a day, weekday, weekend, it doesn't matter. 844-322-2742. But right now, first half of the 3 o'clock hour, we'd love to hear from you live so we can discuss your issue with you. 844-322-2742. And friends, you know, it's your support that makes it possible for Basic Gospel to be here on the air and online to bring this good news to you and to listeners literally around the world. And as our thanks for your gift to Basic Gospel this month, we want to send you our new series called The Reformation Project. Now, Richard, for the listeners who have not yet heard what this series is all about, let's talk about what the series brings.
Okay. This is a collection of 5 short videos, each of them focused on one of these great themes that came out of the Reformation by the Scripture alone, by grace alone, through faith alone, by Christ alone, to the glory of God alone. And so we take each of those ideas and dive in just enough to whet your appetite to dive in further and say, Lord God, what do you want me to know about these things? And it was great fun to do. It's great fun to watch. I usually hate to watch my own videos, but we got our copy, and my wife put it on, and she sat there and watched the whole thing, and she said, oh, that was good.
Yeah.
You know, my wife's not one of those who says you're pretty just because she's my wife. You know? She'll tell you the truth, and she said, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
And so trust my wife's word on this.
Does she often tell you you're pretty?
No, she doesn't.
By the testimony of Lois.
But it really is life-changing information, because when we can get our eyes off of ourselves, off of the effort that we make and the failures that we suffer, when we stop looking at that stuff and look at Jesus and let the Holy Spirit change us from the inside out, life becomes worth living.
Yeah.
Maybe for you for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
indeed.
That's worth it.
Yeah. And let me just follow up on this. I mean, the Reformation started with Martin Luther trying to find answers for his own troubled soul.
Trouble.
I mean, he was a monk. He did everything he was supposed to do.
Excess.
That's right. He even coined a phrase, monkery. You know, if monkery could save you, I would have overshot the mark.
Yeah.
That's kind of his quote. But he opened up the Word of God, and he found answers for his troubled heart. And boy, he said the doors of paradise swung wide open for him. He was reborn, and he's never felt joy like that before in his life. Well, this is what's available to you in this basic, simple, powerful gospel of Jesus Christ. Uh-huh. So if you're looking for answers for your troubled soul, you want to find peace, you want to find comfort, you want to find assurance that you're right in God's sight, this really is for
it
you.
Is.
And as you said, these are short videos. They're,
yeah.
they're 10 to 12, maybe 13, 14 minutes in length. Uh-huh. So it's not a long video that you have to sit and watch. You can go through it pretty quickly, but the information on it is really powerful. It is very precise, concise, clear. It is something that you can just grab hold of very quickly. The other thing I want to say about this product, this resource, if you're looking to teach, if you want to have a short-term Bible study, mm-hmm. a five-week Bible study, this resource is incredible for that type of application. You can invite a group of people to your home, maybe every
yep.
Tuesday, maybe every Saturday, whatever it
yeah,
is.
Whatever.
Pop this in, watch the first mm-hmm. session, and then discuss it. Look at the passages that were dealt with in that particular message. Discuss it for about 30 minutes, and that's your Bible study. The next week, pop in
number two
and,
yeah.
and so on until you get through with it all. This is a great resource to help you teach the Bible, to teach the basic gospel in a way that's really going to connect with people who are there.
Yeah. It's a DVD series called The Reformation Project. It's with Richard Piper and Bob Christopher, and we want you to have a copy, and you could get one simply by making a donation to Basic Gospel during the month of October. You could do that at basicgospel.net. Just click the donate line, donate link, or you can call 844-322-2742, that all-purpose number that we have, again, 844-322-2742, or again, donate online at basicgospel.net. We'll get a copy of The Reformation Project on the way to you.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about faith, that's the way of life for every believer. So faith, hope, and love are the things
yep.
that mark us out as children of God. We live by faith. That faith is anchored into an incredible hope, and that faith is then expressed in love one
yes.
toward another. So that's the Christian life. Now, we see that throughout the Word of God, but Paul and the writers of the New Testament really amplify what that looks like, give some solid explanation as to this new life that is tied to the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So there's no faith apart from what he accomplished for us 2,000 years ago. There's no faith apart from him living his life in and through us.
Yeah.
Now, we've done the hashtag faith alone this week, and a lot of the tweets that I've put on. And we've had some pushback from some of those. Obviously, there is a group of listeners out there, a group of folks who, one, doubt Paul's apostleship. They even call Paul a false prophet. And then they say, because Paul brought out that it's faith alone in Christ, they're saying, no, 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 faith alone is not enough. We have to do water baptism. We have to do a verbal confession. We have to do this. We have to do that. So a long list of responsibilities. And then it all ties back that we're to live under the law. I mean, that's what they're basically saying. Paul was a false prophet. This idea of faith in Jesus Christ is bogus. What's really called for when you read the Bible is obedience to the law. So they're living under that old covenant. So they're pushing back, and they've
yes.
written several times and posted things on our Facebook page. Maybe you've seen some of those posts and you're wondering, what in the world are these people talking about? But they're really talking about that if we're going to be real Christians, then we need to follow the commandments. We need to live up to those 10 and then all the others that they want to cherry pick and say, this is what you need to do to be a Christian. Well, what is that? That is a misunderstanding of the difference between the old covenant, the purpose of the old covenant, and the new covenant, and the purpose of the new covenant. We live in the new covenant. So everything in the old was pointing forward to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ lived in perfect obedience to the law, never sinned, never committed a sin, lived in love, first toward his Father and then toward everyone that he met. He lived in perfect love, which enabled him to be the once-for-all sacrifice. He, as the writer of Hebrews said, he was made perfect through his obedience, through his suffering. So he became the unblemished Lamb of God. He offered his body once and for all. And in that moment, the entirety of the old covenant was fulfilled in Jesus. Before he offered his body, he had raised the cup. He had lifted it in front of his disciples as they gathered for that Passover meal, and he said, "This is the blood of the new covenant."
Yes.
So not only did he fulfill the old, he put an end to it, he ushered in a brand new covenant. So the very words of Jesus tell us that we're no longer in the old, we're in the new. So if you have any true understanding of what the Word of God is teaching and the progression of it from Genesis all the way into Matthew and all the way to Revelation, you see it's the unfolding story of Christ, that Christ did for us what we could not do, and that's live up to the righteous requirements of the law. Christ did it, and in doing it, the righteous requirements of the law have been fully met in us.
Yes.
We died with Christ. We were buried with Christ. We were raised to walk in the newness of life through faith in Christ. So the story is faith alone. You cannot mix faith and law. As a matter of fact, in Galatians chapter 3, it says this, verse 11, "Now it is evident that no one is justified before God by the law." The law cannot justify us. The law simply condemns us. That's the only language the law knows, is a language of condemnation. So no one will be justified before God through the law. That's an impossibility for humanity. It says the righteous shall live by faith. So there's the contrast.
Yep.
You can't live by law and by faith at the same time. These are mutually exclusive. And he goes on to say, but the law is not of faith. Put that in your in your minds, folks. The law is not of faith. No one will be justified before God by the law. Why? For the righteous live by faith. God gives us his righteousness. That's what the gospel reveals to us. There's a righteousness of God that comes to us by faith. It is a gift. It is by grace. So how are we to live? By faith in that gift that God that God has given us. So you cannot mix law and grace. If you do, you're going to be confused. You're going to be frustrated, or you're going to be self-righteous and judgmental. Those are the only options available. Frustrated and confused, defeated, or self-righteous and judgmental. And neither one of those things are good.
No.
But that's what the law brings about in human experience. If you want to know the joy and peace of the Lord, you've got to die to the law and come alive to Christ. What did Paul say in verse 19 of chapter 2? For through the law I died to the law so that I might live to God. And then the great explanation, for I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, yet Christ lives in me, and the life that I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So if you're having people say that faith alone is not enough, that it's not scripture, that it doesn't jive with what the Word of God teaches, turn and run. They're not telling you the truth. The righteous will live by faith. That is the story of the Bible. Those who were in the old covenant, they were never commended because of their obedience to the law.
Correct.
No, at no time did God ever say to anyone, you did a good job not committing idolatry. You did a good job not stealing. You did a good job not doing this or not doing that. The only thing God ever said about those Old Testament saints in a good way is, I commend you for your faith.
Yeah.
This life that we live is by faith alone in Christ alone.
Let me read one more quote. It goes right along with this. Pay attention. Oh, the sweet names of Jesus. He is called my law against the law, my sin against sin, my death against death. Translated, it means that he is my righteousness, my life, my everlasting salvation. For this reason, he was made the law of the law, the sin of sin, the death of death, that he might redeem me from the curse of the law. He permitted the law to accuse him, sin to condemn him, and death to take him, to abolish the law, to condemn sin, and to destroy death for me.
That's what Jesus did.
Yeah.
Are we going to believe it or not? That's the whole issue. That's the only thing God is ever going to put in front of us.
Yeah.
Is the choice of Jesus. Do we trust him or do we reject him?
Yeah.
Because we can't do anything to make ourselves right in God's sight. Mm-hmm. We can do absolutely nothing. When we're lost, when we're dead spiritually, we're controlled by sin and death. And no matter how we slice it, when it comes out, it has the fingerprints of sin and death all over it.
Yeah.
And none of that is acceptable to God. But what Christ did was.
Yeah.
And Christ gives to us his very life.
Yeah.
And we accept it. Martin Luther got that.
Sure did.
And it changed his life. And it ignited a reformation, the ripple effects of which we feel today are still going on. There's a lot of things we need to protest today. There's lots of teaching out there that doesn't match up with the Word of God. There's lots of teaching that are putting other requirements on the shoulders of believers, and it's become a yoke of slavery. It's become bondage for those people. We need to stick to the simple message about Jesus. That's the life-changing truth. That is the good news. So how do we live as believers? By faith in Jesus Christ, the one who loves us and gave himself for us. So he gave himself for us 2,000 years ago in death. He gives himself to us right now in life. That's the good news of the gospel. So as we've said this whole month, it's scripture alone, by grace alone, through faith alone, and Jesus alone, to the glory of God alone.
Yeah. Are you saying it's a lonely faith? Is
it? I'm saying it's all of Jesus.
We get
to thank him for it.
That's right. Yeah.
Miles, our friend from Canada, was listening, and he wrote this on Facebook, Mic drop. and yes, we need to have a mic drop when it comes to Jesus.
Yes, we do.
There's nothing else that needs to be said.
Yeah. Well, friends, we need your help in order to make sure that we continue to be here every weekday, helping others to hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. And at Basic Gospel, we want to keep telling this story as often as we can to as many people as we can. And with all the uncertainty in this world, silence is not an option. We need to be here sharing the truth of the gospel on the air and online. And with your help, we'll be able to continue to do that. Just click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742. We're going to send you a copy of this DVD series we've been talking about, The Reformation Project. 5 truths that ignited the Protestant Reformation. That's basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742. Well, thanks for being with us for this edition, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper, and the ministry team, Bob Davis, saying God bless you. We'll see you back on Monday for another edition of Basic Gospel. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.